Thank you.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here in Edinburgh and to thank the Lord Mayor and City Authorities for the hospitality that they've shown all of us. The thousands and thousands who will be coming.
Louder,
the thousands and thousands who will be coming here today. I certainly did not come to Edinburgh to try to make the G8 leaders feel like special people who can make themselves go down in history by engaging in charity, as an interview in one of the newspapers today urged us to do. No, I think that I, together with all the people who are coming here, are here to manifest our common humanity with the 3 billion people throughout the world who are suffering poverty. We are here to say we are one with the child dying of AIDS in Malawi, with the indigenous woman who has been trapped in poverty by racism in the highlands of Peru, and with the farmer who has been thrown off his land because of cheap imports of grain from the EU and the US, subsidized grain, which is one of our major problems creating poverty today. Yes, I think we are here to say we are not here to march for charity, we are here to march for justice. And justice is really what this is all about. Justice to change the unequal structures that perpetuate and maintain poverty. This is our message to the G8. One of the major forces that is marginalizing the South today, the billions of people in the South, is global trade. More specifically, free trade is not actually leading to the liberation of peoples. Free trade is actually marginalizing people throughout the world today through various mechanisms that, in fact, are not often covered by the media. Among the institutions that we have to confront daily is the World Trade Organization. This institution has been billed by many of its partisans as the linchpin of the multilateral governance of the economy of the 21st century. Well, we in the developing countries see this institution in another light. For instance, we have the Agreement on Agriculture, which allows the EU, the US, and other countries of the North to subsidize their farming interests by $1 billion a day, leading to the dumping of many commodities, agricultural commodities, which are driving our people in the South out of their farms. One of the biggest factors creating poverty from Africa to India to Latin America is the massive amounts of subsidized grain coming here from the North and being dumped on us in the South. We want an aid. We want an end.